This is program number LW2536. What had happened a long time ago, it was when a province in northwest India called the Punjab came under the British crown. Now, this was during the reign of Queen Victoria. Let me tell you about it. Hi, this is Larry West. The young Maharaja of this Indian province, just a kid at the time, sent a gift to his new monarch, Queen Victoria, declaring to her his allegiance. And what he sent was quite an expensive gift. It was the beautiful Kohinoor diamond. The gem weighed 106 carats. But when Queen Victoria received it, it was obvious that it was to be placed with the crown jewels of England. They placed it in the Tower of London. Several years later, the Maharaja himself, now a full-grown man, went to England to visit the Queen. He went straight to Buckingham Palace, and he was introduced to the Queen, and they, of course, went all through the expected formalities. It was there that he again made his formal statement of undying loyalty to her. It was then that he made a request, a most unusual request. He asked to see the fabulous, priceless Kohinoor diamond, the one he had sent to Her Majesty many years before. Wondering what he was up to, the Queen, with her usual kindness and courtesy, gave the orders that the jewel was to be sent for, and that it should be, obviously, brought under heavy armed guards from the Tower of London to Buckingham Palace. Well, in due time it arrived, and the beautiful gem was handed to the Maharaja. Everyone present watched eagerly to see what he was going to do with it. Taking the priceless jewel in his hand, showing the utmost respect for it, he walked straight to the Queen and reverently knelt at her feet. It was obvious that while he was doing this, he was greatly moved. "Your Highness," he said, "I gave you this jewel when I was a child, too young to know what I was doing." Then he said, "I want to give it again. In the fullness of my strength, with all my heart and affection and gratitude, now and forever, fully realizing all that I do." Can you give a gift twice? Absolutely. The Maharaja did. You know, it's true. Kids are too young to understand a lot of things that they do. For example, think about this today. It seems that it's just automatic, doesn't it? It's a natural thing for a child to love mom and dad. The easiest thing for all of us to do is to respond to affection. And it becomes even more obvious in a child. A little girl loves butterflies, a little boy loves baseball, a little girl loves dolls, a little boy loves trucks. And much more than that, a child loves mama and daddy. It's automatic. And really, they're too young to know anything different. The sad thing, though, is that there are many children who taste rejection. A child grows up and he learns that mama and daddy are people too, people who fail, people who have their own burdens, who have their own weaknesses, maybe who have even been rejected themselves. And in turn, too many times, it's that they then hurt the child. Maybe you're sitting there saying, "Yeah, Larry, I know exactly what you're talking about." Well, if you are, I want to challenge you today with something. Think about this. Mature, grown-up love is not something that's automatic. It's a decision, one only you can make. And love is a two-way street. It's not something that you just get. It's something you've got to give. It's not conditional either. I mean, it's not something you decide to give only if you get it back. Sure, you want it back. Returned love is far sweeter. But love is something you decide to give regardless. My challenge today is whether you've been disappointed with mom and dad or not. Today, go to mom and dad and tell them something like the Maharaja told the Queen when he gave her the jewel the second time. "I gave you love when I was a child, too young to know what I was doing." Then tell them, "I want to give it again, in the fullness of my strength, with all my heart and affection and gratitude, now and forever, fully realizing all that I do." And see what happens. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says, honor your father and mother. Do it today. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.